Hello again, folks. This is Lyndon Davis with yet another segment in our Debt Domino series. This time, we're going to be talking about handling debt. Debt handling. We're going to talk about handling it the right way. So you see, debt can be stressful and an overwhelming issue. But there are ways to manage it and to get out of it. So let's jump right on in to get to some tips that might be useful for you. First tip, be patient. They say patience is a virtue. Well, we need a lot of virtue here. Getting out of debt takes time. So folks, don't get discouraged if you don't see results overnight. I mean, if you think about it, good things take time. Flowers, plants, unless of course you are super growing them in some weird lab, those things are so beautiful when they're done, but they don't grow up overnight. But do you know what does grow up overnight? Weeds! Weeds! We don't want weeds of debt. We want the flower of debt reduction and debt elimination. So as the flower takes time to grow into that beautiful thing, so your debt will be eliminated if you just keep at it. You will eventually reach your goal. Stay motivated. It can be really easy to give up when you're struggling with debt. However, it's important to stay motivated and keep working toward your goal. There are many, many resources available to help you stay motivated, such as online forums and support groups, and most importantly, this very program, Debt Dominoes. Stay motivated. Celebrate your successes. As you pay off debt, be sure to celebrate your successes. This will help you, hey, look at that, stay motivated and to keep going. Now, let's not get carried away here, folks. When I talk about celebrating, I am not advocating you going on a spending spree or to tap out that new form of credit. No siree. I'm talking about putting out a post on your social media that I did it, one down, two to go. Or to actually take a trip around the block or around the house or just take a nice refreshing walk, something that's free, doing something that actually says you did it, you made it. Next thing in debt handling is to know how much you owe and to whom. You can make a list of all your debts, including, listen now, including the creditor, total amount, monthly payment, interest rate, and due date. Now, clearly this all looks better if it's visual rather than you hearing it audibly, but you want to make a list that is a list of all your debts, that includes the creditor, the total amount, the monthly payment, interest rate, and the due date. And you can also check your credit report to confirm the accuracy of your debts. You can get a free copy of your credit report every 12 months from each of the three major credit reporting bureaus. Now, we're talking about reducing your debt. Folks, you got to know what debt you have in order to reduce it. So get that picture, get that report, make that list. Now, the second step in handling your debt is to make a budget. Now, we've covered this in a different segment in our Debt Domino series, how a budget is not only a tool for reducing your debt, but a budget is also a tool for avoiding debt. So this budget thing really has some serious utility. So in your budget, you have your necessary expenses like food, shelter, healthcare, and then you've got discretionary stuff like streaming, dining out, and recreation activities such as bowling or golf. If you are not sure how to begin a budget, then you should consider doing a monthly spending analysis. I suggest that you take 2 months of your spending, whether that's via debit card, cash, or sadly, credit cards, and average them out to see the areas where you're spending. So to draw a better picture, you take, say, May's spending from your, let's say, Bank of America debit card, and you also take June's spending from Bank of America debit, and you look at both of those months, you look at the statements for both of those months, and you compare how much did I spend on dining out in both months. How much did I spend on gas? How much did I spend on groceries? How much did I spend on my cell phone bill? You know, you look at how much you spent in each month, add them up, add up everything that you spent on groceries in May to everything that you spent on groceries in June, and divide by two. That'll give you an average of what you typically spend on groceries a month. Similarly, you do that for your cell phone bill, you do that for your miscellaneous items, you do that for your travel and your healthcare, so on and so forth. That spending analysis will give you a basis by which you can now start to construct a budget. And you want to look at all the areas where you're doing your spending. I've gone through this multiple times with people, and they give me typically their debit card account statements, but they forget that they've also been spending using credit. So after I see certain expenditures going to a credit card, I'd have to write them back and say, hey, I see this payment that you're making to this credit card here, but I don't see a statement for that credit card. And sure enough, once I get that credit card statement, there's more spending that's being done with that credit card. So wherever it is that you're doing spending, whether it's via debit card, cash, or even credit cards, take 2 months of all of that spending, average them out, and that will give you a basis for your budget. Now, if you truly went through your statement line by line, I think you'd be surprised at how much of what you are spending is discretionary, and thus, how much money you can repurpose toward paying off debt. Remember, this series, this particular segment, is on debt handling the right way, how to handle your debt. Third step is to pay your bills on time each month. Late payments can hurt your credit score and increase your interest charges and fees. If you have trouble remembering your due dates, folks, really, we've got computers in our pockets that can help us do just about anything. You can just use your calendar or the app that's on your phone to set a reminder. You can also contact your creditors and ask for a different payment date that works better for you. The fourth step is to prioritize your debt. Not all debt is created equal. Can anyone say yes to that? Yes, I can say yes to that. Some debts have higher interest rates than others. To get out of debt faster, you should prioritize your debt and focus on paying off the debts according to what's most important in your life. So, for instance, there are those for whom getting momentum in debt reduction is the priority. Those folks may want to employ a common strategy called the debt snowball method. Now, we'll go into detail on these methods in another of our Debt Domino series, so they will only get a brief mention here. And for others, though, getting rid of interest in the fastest way possible is the priority. So for them, the debt avalanche method would work best. Whatever method you choose, the strategies employed can provide you a sense of accomplishment and motivation as you see your debts disappear. Prioritizing your debts means that you are being deliberate, thoughtful, and systematic in reducing and then eliminating your debt. Why? Bear in mind, folks, there are millions of American households sending extra money to their mortgages while at the same time they have an auto loan or a credit card at a much higher interest rate, and that's costing them thousands over time. I mean, think about it. You have a mortgage at maybe, let's say, 4.5%. And people send in an extra $100 a month or $500 or an extra payment altogether. And all the while, they have an auto loan at 7% or a credit card at 24%. And they're sending in extra payments to their mortgages. Folks, let's get this thing right. Let's not do this. Let us pay off the stuff that needs to get paid off and then get to a more reasonable way of handling your debt. That's why we're into this program. We're trying to give you the right way of handling debt. If you find yourself in that position where you've taken on and now have to deal with debt. So these people that we're talking about, they're making mortgage debt reduction a priority, but not giving thought to how is the best way to save money or to make payments on their debts so that the money works smarter and harder. Smarter and harder. Now, we're going to look at another option that you can consider in reducing your debt. And this comes in the form of debt counseling, debt settlement, or debt consolidation loans. Now, these are not my favorites, I just have to say, but we are talking about debt handling, so it's only prudent that I make you aware and to mention them. Now, these options have different pros and cons, and some may not be suitable for your situation. You should do your research. Folks, this business of debt is not going to be an easy thing. I know we'd all like to take a pill and instantly end up slim. We'd like to just look at the weights and instantly end up muscular. We'd like to instantly just, you know, I don't know, wave our phone at our debt and instantly they go away. No. All three of those things are pure fantasy. Folks, it's going to take some effort on your part. You've got to do your research and compare the costs and benefits of each option before making a decision. You should also be wary of scams. Be wary of those scams and those fraudulent companies that promise to eliminate your debt for free, but they end up doing nothing or making things worse. Another step to consider is to generate extra cash. And that extra cash will assist you in paying off your debt. You can come up with some extra cash by selling unwanted items from your home. This is easier than ever with shops like Poshmark and The RealReal, which specialize in consignment clothing, and sites like Facebook and Craigslist, where you can buy and sell just about anything. Put all of the money from your sales toward paying down your debts. Don't get giddy and silly. You figured I got more for this item than I bargained for. I put it out there for 10 bucks, but then a bidding war ensued and I actually ended up with 100 bucks. I am going to use that $90 I didn't expect and go do something for myself. No, you won't. You will use that to pay off debt. Why? Because you got debts. Pay it off. Now, in conjunction with generating extra cash, it is also to increase your income with a side hustle. The taller the ladder, the higher you climb. Add more rungs to your ladder by increasing your income stream in taking on a second job or a freelance project. Then use those extra funds to quickly repay your debts. Jobs like pet sitting, tutoring, or working as a virtual assistant are easy to start and can provide you enough cash to make a dent in your debts. I'm thinking you've got the depth of debts, so get that extra job so that you can pay off the depth of your debts. Increasingly, in this current economy, you also have things like Grubhub, DoorDash, Uber Eats, as well as YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok productions. Those can be quick and inexpensive ways to generate cash. The latter, that is YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok, being residual forms of generating income. Why do we call it residual forms? Because you do the video or podcast once, and it continues to sit out there working for you to generate cash, as opposed to babysitting, where you've got to go out and actually do the sitting every time in order for you to bring an income. So, we will now look at some habits, good ones, of course, to develop as you look at the right ways of handling debt. But first, now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord, consider your ways. That's taken from Haggai chapter 1, verses 5 to 7. As you look at handling money, whether it's debts or other finances, take heed to what the prophet here says in God's word. Consider your ways, before you start looking to others to say they're doing this or that or the other thing. Consider your ways. Now, how about them habits? You know the saying, habits are easy to form but hard to break. Overspending and accumulating large debts is often a behavioral issue. You need to be honest with yourself about your daily habits and spending. Consider your ways. And then make the necessary lifestyle changes to start repaying your debts. So, let's look at some bad habits and how we might bust them. Heard of Mythbusters? Well, we're going to be habit busters. Not budgeting. If you don't know where your money is going, it's easy, real easy, to overspend. Creating a budget can help you track your income and expenses so you can see where your money's going. Folks, let me hit the pause button here again to say, don't get sick of it. Don't get a bellyache. Don't let your mind explode. You're going to hear about budgeting over and over and over again throughout this series. Repetition, they say, deepens the impression. I want you to be impressed that this tool called budgeting really helps. It goes a world of information and applicability to help you get rid of debt, as well as to avoid debt in the first place and build savings and retire. Budget, folks, budget. So now I'm going to unpause the pause button and hit the play again. The habit buster for not budgeting? Well, you know, that's the habit. How do we bust it? As we've already mentioned, we simply restate here. You prioritize your spending from necessary to discretionary. You gain the template for that budget by performing a spending analysis to see where the money is going. And then, did I hear Nikes in the house? Just do it! After you've done all of that, just do it. Just make the budget happen. The next habit, making impulse purchases. Impulse purchases are those unplanned purchases that you make without even thinking about them. You know the type. Almost made it out of the store, but then boom! You find yourself reaching for that payment method because you just gotta have it. Some of the things that drive impulse purchases are enjoyment. Shoppers are more likely to make impulse purchases of goods that bring pleasure and cheer them up. They are especially effective on a bad or lazy day when the buyer is under pressure, tired, or is pressed at work. FOMO, fear of missing out, has a great impact on consumers. Time-limited offers or those accompanied by a countdown and the idea that something can be got for less money intensify these FOMO feelings. Sale! Did you know that the sale price influences 88% of impulse buys? Goods on sale make customers think that it's a good deal and a pleasant bonus that they can get at a discounted price. Who wouldn't like that? There's just the plain old run-of-the-mill addictions. When consumers have some habits like drinking coffee every morning or addictions like smoking, they'll buy all these things unconsciously and twice more often. Folks, impulse purchases, that's the habit. How do we bust it? This is a combo. Implementation intentions and budgeting. Implementation intentions is where you determine beforehand what you will and will not do with your money. Then, add the budgeting component and you have a surefire winner for busting up that impulse buying habit. I say to myself, for instance, I am not going to stop as I drive from here to my friend's house. But many a time, Dunkin' Donuts calls us and we pull in. But now if you add that I am not going to stop as I drive from here to my friend's house with that budgeting tool, you can now see I don't have the money for Dunkin' Donuts, and you can continue safely on to your friend's house. Combo, combo, implementation intentions, and budgeting. There's that word again, to overcome the impulse purchase. Another thing is being a plastic pussycat or a digital dummy. What's that all about? Well, it's about using credit cards for everything. Whether that's pulling out the plastic in person, a pussycat, or using it online or tap to pay? Digital dummy. Using the plastic or digital method to purchase does not make you a pussycat or a dummy, let's be clear. You're not a dummy if you use it. It's the incessant penchant to go into and stay in debt that drives those monikers. Credit cards can be convenient, yes. It can be convenient as a method to pay for things, but it can also be a trap. If you're not careful, you can easily rack up debt on credit cards. How do we know? Well, it's a habit that you, me, and the rest of America have been indulging in for years, to the tune of over $750 billion. That's how we know people can get into debt. And that is what makes you a digital dummy or a plastic pussycat. Don't get suckered by the creditors. Folks, that's the habit. Plastic pussycat, digital dummy. How do we bust it? Well, if your plastic penchant or digital desire is not easy to overcome, then let the plastic and the digital be your debit card. Now, folks, I know this is not optimal, it's not best. It's not something that I actually put as first place in handling debt. But some people, they need to be weaned off. Some people, they just can't do the cold turkey thing. So if you've got to use it, you got to use it. Let it be your debit card. That way you're not going into debt in order to make your purchases. But be careful. By all means, I mean to use your budget, because overspending in this area can lead to overdrafts in your account as well as missed payments. So the busting of the habit for being a plastic pussycat or a digital dummy is use your debit card if you gotta use plastic, but be careful, employ your budget. How about this one, the minimum payment patsy? The minimum payment patsy. You get seduced by the low, low payment on your credit card statement. So you're duped into thinking, I can save money for other purchases. But unbeknownst to you, if you only make the minimum payment on your credit cards, you'll be paying interest for years and years and years to come. You see, you've been engaging in this habit since you got out of high school, when you didn't have a real job, but you had real desires that led you to having real debt. So you started this method of saving and are now stuck in the bad habit of making the smallest payment possible while you still live large by continuing to charge it to the hilt. You've been duped into being a minimum payment patsy. Folks, that's the habit. How do we bust it? This is going to sound, oh, so monotonous, like the drone of an airplane or the hum of a vacuum cleaner. Budget, budget, baby, budget. And when you do, make sure you're not clinging to a minimum payment on your debts. As you go about looking at and implementing your budget, be careful that in this particular area, you're not just simply doing a minimum payment on your debts. Again, in another segment of our Debt Domino series, you'll see how we can use the minimum payment as a small tool on our way to getting rid of debt. But by and large, in general, you shouldn't be a victim of the minimum payment patsy if you're budgeting properly. All righty, what's next? Not saving for the future. It's important to save for the future. I think we all know that. Whether it's for retirement, a down payment on a house, or an emergency fund. Now, again, I'm going to say this. People have this weird notion that I might die before I get to my 65th birthday. Well, yeah, you might. But then again, you might not. Now, if you did die before you reach age 65, tell me, what problems do you have? Yeah, I'm not hearing anything. And that's because that's the answer. You'll have no problems. Your problems are done. At least with this life, they're done. But tell me, what would life be like if you do get to 65 and you have no money? Think you got some problems then? Yeah, I think so. Not saving for the future. It is important to save for your retirement, down payment on your house, or for an emergency fund. If you don't save for the future, you'll be setting yourself up for financial hardship. Folks, that's the habit. How do we bust it? Well, what you do to your money now, it will do to you later. Someone once said that to me about 35 years ago. They said, you know, Lyndon, what you do to your body now is going to do to you later. If you take care of your body now, it's going to take care of you later. If you mess your body up now, it's going to mess you up later. What you do to your money now, it's going to do to you later. If you waste it now, it will waste you later. Budget, budget, budget. Budget your way to saving for the future. For if you save it now, it will save you later. Another thing, not being aware of your spending triggers. Tell me, what makes you spend money? Is it stress? Boredom? Is it something else? What triggers you to say, I gotta spend? I gotta spend with reckless abandon. Not being aware of your spending triggers is one of those bad habits. That's the habit. How do we bust it? Well, once you know your spending triggers, you gotta know them now. You can start to develop strategies to avoid them. Work with an accountability partner, a trained therapist, or someone that you trust implicitly and knows you intimately to identify these triggers. Once done, take the necessary steps to bust up this habit. And you take those necessary steps by working with that therapist, working with that accountability partner, working with that trusted person to say, hold me to account that I will not let these triggers push me into making money expenditures that I could otherwise avoid. So folks, there are wrong ways to handle debt and right ways to handle debt. You have now been given a glimpse into the pathway on the right way to handle debt. Don't delay your journey. The sooner you get started, the sooner you will finish and achieve the financial standing that will allow you to be blessed and to bless others. Folks, we've come to the end of this segment on handling debt the right way. And before we sign off, I want to again give you this reminder. When it comes to debt, you ought to remember these two things. First, the Bible says to avoid debt, all types of personal debt, no matter what clever terms are used to describe it. This is due to the master-servant bondage nature that is inherent to debt, as Proverbs 22, verse 7 tells us. The second thing to remember is that if you feel compelled to take on debt, let it be the debt of love, as Romans 13, verse 8 instructs us. Well, folks, that's all we have for this segment on handling debt the right way in our Debt Domino series. This is Lyndon Davis signing off. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and God bless.